16 Martius. This is my second spring away from home. Oh, my heart feels so lonesome at times. I have hopes that we can be home by summer solstice. Because a messenger ship is leaving from Italy tomorrow for Alexandria, I've gathered together the recent letters I have written to Olympus and Theophilus. Nothing for Berenice. What would I say? Have you strangled another husband? Surely they will grow faint when they see the volume of my words. A princess who misses her friends has much to express. I pray there will be no storms on the great sea, or serpents. To be stupidly honest, I'm not sure who to pray to. Poseidon, Neptune, Isis, or the unnamed god? There is Zeus, Apollo, dozens more. But I do not know which one is most likely to listen to a girl. This morning I visited Father in his garden where his reader was reciting lines from Homer. I dismissed the servant with a wave of my hand, for I wanted to be alone with my father. He did not look well. When I asked about the soldiers, he walked away from me, over to the fountain where he began splashing his face. I stepped around to the